Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022, and we would be delighted to have you join us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. We love the program. We want to help you do your best. And so we've continued these calls over the last 14 years to really ensure that there is a wealth of information out there and things that can help you. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than 40 years. I had grandparents that weren't in the best of health. I didn't want to travel down some of the health challenging paths that they did. And so I've done many things over the years to really set myself up for success, and I hope will help set you up for success as well. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to, take them with your meals. My personal experience has been, which is about 35 to 40% of the time, I had to take them with my meals because either I didn't know when breakfast was going to be or when lunch was going to be, because the life of a substitute teacher is absolutely crazy. Sometimes I'm racing out the door and I've got to take my supplements on the run. Sometimes what I thought was going to be lunchtime turned out to be much later than that, and so I actually had to take the supplements with my meals in order to even get them taken. So do take them with your meals. Still works. Not quite as super effective as they would like, but it does still work. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients. Those are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which happens to be your vitamins and your minerals. And fiber. The closer you can get those fruits and vegetables to the source and less processed, the more fiber they're going to have. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. So for that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber for that, those same purposes. And overall, it just, good digestive health is always a good thing. Then if you're getting all that fiber, well, think about getting 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. It can be whatever you desire it to be. It can be rapid house cleaning. It could be ballroom dancing. It could be swimming. It could be cross-country skiing, chopping wood, whatever floats your boat. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever works best for you and your lifestyle. But the key is to get that 30 minutes, 5 days a week in. If you're working out moderately to heavily, well, you could lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So you need to think about your hydration. Baseline for hydration, you start out for 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you need to start drinking 50 ounces of water. But if you're working out heavily, then you need to increase that to offset what you're losing in body moisture. Hydration is really key for keeping your skin looking lovely. Staying hydrated kind of helps prevent headaches. It just does a number of things. And the last thing is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That good quality sleep I find to be really imperative in that it helps clear out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a wealth of really fabulous things. And if you're looking for more information on that, if you look to August and September calls with my name on them from 2023, you will get a lot of information about sleep and how to go about getting good quality sleep. Today's information is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. Last name is spelled F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. He likes to consider himself a nutrarian. He actually coined the phrase G-bombs, standing for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, because a lot of his diet is actually made up of those things, and it is really, they're all nutrient dense, especially if you're following his program, which a lot of it will dovetail right in with the TR90 program. So just keep that in mind. And today's first main dish recipe is chard and vegetable medley. It serves for, you start out with a half a cup of water that is divided plus more as needed, 4 cloves of garlic, either minced or pressed. I like the micro plain mine. 1 medium onion, coarsely chopped. 2 tablespoons of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning. I personally like some of the Penzi's no salt seasonings. 1 teaspoon of Spike salt-free seasoning, in addition to all that. 4 small yellow squash cut into 1-inch thick slices. 2 bunches of red or green Swiss chard. The tough stems have been removed and the leaves are coarsely chopped. 1 large red bell pepper seeded and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. 1 cup of cherry tomatoes that are cut into half. Quick tip on that, if you have 2 like yogurt container lids and you sandwich those cherry tomatoes in between the lids, one on the bottom with the lid, the top facing down, and the other one with the top facing up, and the cherry tomatoes in the middle, and you run a knife between the 2 lids, you can actually cut those cherry tomatoes in half in 1 fell swoop. And 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar. For this recipe, you need to place 1/4 cup of the water, the garlic, the onion, the veggie zest, the spike seasoning, and the yellow squash in a large soup pot. Simmer until the onion is soft, which is about 3 minutes, adding more water if necessary. Add the Swiss chard, the bell pepper, the tomatoes, and the remaining 1/4 cup of water. Cover and simmer for about 12 minutes until the vegetables are tender. Remove the vegetables with a slotted spoon. Add the balsamic vinegar to the pot. Reduce over high heat until syrupy, and you pour that sauce over the vegetables. Our next main dish recipe is collards and carrots with raisins. This also serves 4 people. You start out with 4 bunches of collard greens, tough stems and center ribs removed, and the leaves chopped. 4 carrots grated, 1 medium cucumber, 1/2 cup of raisins, 1/4 cup of raw peanut butter, raw almond butter. 2 teaspoons of Dr. Fuhrman's Riesling raisin vinegar or balsamic vinegar. 1 teaspoon of nutritional yeast and black pepper to taste. You're going to take and steam the collard greens for 15 minutes. Add the grated carrot and steam for another 5 minutes. Remove from the pan, place in a bowl. Blend the remaining ingredients in a food processor or a high-speed blender until smooth. Add the sauce to the collards and carrots and toss. Interesting. I'm not sure where they want you to put in those raisins. I'm guessing they might actually go in the food processor, or I might put them in whole towards the end. Just depends on what you want. Easy 3-bean vegetable chili. So this one serves 6 people. And you start out with 1 pound of firm tofu that's frozen, and then you defrost it. 5 tablespoons of chili powder or more to taste. 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. 10 ounces of frozen onions. 3 cups of frozen broccoli, thawed and finely chopped, 3 cups of frozen cauliflower, thawed and finely chopped, 3 cloves of garlic that have been chopped, or I would microplane them, just depends on your taste, 1 15-ounce can of pinto beans, no salt added or low sodium, rinse them and drain them, 1 can, 15-ounce can of black beans, also no salt or low sodium, rinsed and drained, 1 15-ounce can of red beans, no salt or low sodium, also rinsed and drained, and 1 28-ounce can of diced tomatoes, no salt added. 1 4-ounce can of chopped mild green chilies, drained, and 2.5 cups of fresh or frozen corn kernels. 2 large zucchini that have been finely chopped. You are going to squeeze the excess water out of the thawed tofu, and you're going to crumble it and place the crumbled tofu, the chili powder, and the cumin in a soup pot and quickly brown. Add the remaining ingredients and simmer covered for 2 hours. And as I said, that actually serves 6 people. So our next recipe that is also a main dish one is an easy vegetable pizza. It serves 4 people. Take 4 large whole wheat pitas, 2 cups of no salt added or low sodium pasta sauce, or you can make your own, 1/2 cup of chopped shiitake mushrooms, 1/2 cup chopped red onion, 10 ounces of frozen broccoli florets, thawed and finely chopped, and 1 cup of shredded non-dairy mozzarella type of cheese. In the oven, you are going to preheat that to 200 degrees. You're going to place the pitas on 2 baking sheets and warm for 15 minutes. Remove from the oven, spoon on the pasta sauce, sprinkle evenly with the mushrooms, onion, broccoli, and cheese, and you're going to actually bake that for 30 minutes. And that serves 4 people, so that means you will have individual pizzas. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for March 20th, 2023, signing out. Excuse me, 2024, signing out. Thrilled to have you along with us. Tomorrow we will have Frank back up. I'll be back on Friday with more main dish recipes to tantalize your taste buds. Feel free to share your thoughts and comments as soon as I get us off of mute. And if you're one of my shy people and would rather text me, send me a text at 503-502-4863, and I would be delighted to have you come join us, and if I can help you, I definitely will pass along some information. Make it a great day. So there we have it, my friends, some recipes to actually get those taste buds going, and as I said, those were the easy vegetable pizza, easy 3-bean vegetable chili, collard and carrots with raisins, and our last one, I believe, was chard and vegetable medley. So hopefully you found those of interest. I'm always looking for extra things to spice up my repertoire of go-to recipes, and some of these are becoming some of my favorites as well. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. And wish you a great day, and get out there and make it great, and get some exercise in the fresh air if you can possibly do it.